Okay, today is Daf Mem Gimel. We're on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis by the Gemara. So here we are, up to the Gemara, here we go. Tashlume Kefel Minolan. How do you know that you don't pay Kefel for any one of these types of things? What types of things? Anything listed in the Mishnah. For example, Avadim, Shtaros, Karka. How do you know you don't pay Kefel if you steal a Shtar or if you steal Karka? How could you even steal Karka? Tosfos asked that question. He says you can be masik void, you can take away someone's boundaries. Child, how you can do that? You don't pay kefel on that. How do you know? Tana Rabbanan, it's learned in a braisa. It's what's called a klal prat klal. It says in the Torah, al kol dvar pesha, to any pesha. That's a klal, anything. Then it says, al shor, al chamor, al seh, al salma, the prat. Right? Then it says, I'll call Aveda, any chazar the klal. It's another klal. That's called a klal prat klal. Iyatadon elakeim haprat. The rule is, when you have a klal prat klal, you look at the prat. Ma prat mefurush. Just like the prat. What's a prat here? Animals and a shirt. Dover hametaltel. Something that is metaltalin. Vigufo mamon. And it has intrinsic value. As called Avraham Ataltel, so to anything that's movable, begufo mamon, and has intrinsic value, yotu karkos, excluded from this is karka, karka is not movable, shein metaltelin, that's not metaltelin. Yotu avodim, avodim are also excluded, shehokshu lekarkos, that's compared to karka. Yotu shtaros, shtaros are also excluded. Why? Afal pi shein metaltelin, even though you can move it around, in gufo mamon, it's not intrinsically valuable, it's just representative value, right? And what about the piece of paper? That doesn't have to be worth anything, right? It represents $1 million. The actual paper doesn't have any value, or represents value. That's not part of the prat. And hektish, what about hektish? Why don't you have to pay kefel for hektish? Because re'ehu ksiv, because it says re'ehu, hektish is not considered your friend. Good? Very good. Skip the prejudice or not, both the kefel, both the Rav Chamisha. Now, you don't pay kefel, you don't pay 4 and 5 either. Why not? My time, Tashlume Abba Vachamisha Amrachmana. Because the Torah says you pay 4 and 5. Both Tashlume Shalosh of Arba, not 3 or 4. What does that mean? That means kefel's double, then 4 and 5 is considered on top of that. So if you're not paying kefel, you're not really going to pay 4 and 5. You're only going to pay 3 and 4. So, kefel. 4 and 5 is considered an addition to kefel. So, if you don't have kefel, you cannot have 4 and 5 either. Okay? Now, the next one said, Shomer Chinam Eino Nishba. A Shomer Chinam doesn't swear. Benahani Mili, how do you know that? Again, it's on a Rabbanon. Ki Yish. Ki Yitain Ish El Re'ehu Kesef O Kalim. Because it says, Ki Yitain Ish El Re'ehu Kesef O Kalim. Again, if a man will give someone else to watch, kesef o kalim. Prat, that excludes l'shomer, right? I'm sorry. Look at the top Rashi. See the top Rashi? Parsha shomer chinam hi. This pasuk that we're going to quote is the parsha of shomer chinam. D'tanya b'hashoel, because we'll learn the Torah, it's chazara for us. There are three parashas in the Torah that discuss the shomer. There's a Shomer Chinam, a Shomer Sachar, and a Shoel. Right? A renter is not mentioned as well as the Makhlok for the Galachi. There are three mentions. Parsha Rishon, a Shomer Chinam. Shnia, Shomer Sachar. Shlishis is a Shoel. Okay? Now the pasuk that we're about to quote is by a Shomer Chinam. And listen to the next line of Rashi. He says, V'gabe Shomer Chinam, by a Shomer Chinam, ein lo alav, ella sivua. The only thing the Shomer Chinam has to do is swear, right? V'nikra v'alabayit elho Elohim imlo shalach yado. Right? He has to swear that he didn't misuse it. Right? What about if the Shomer Chinam is posheya? What if he's negligent, meaning he's at fault? He's so careless, he's at fault. Why doesn't Rashi mention that? So we had that discussion in Bava Kamma, and we said, I think it was Bava Kamma, and we said there that even if a shomer, of course it's chayim. It's not chayim, it's a shomer. Chayim because he's a mazik. Anything. If I go destroy your property, I'm not your shomer. So it doesn't make a difference if you're a shomer or not. Right? Maybe Rashi might be alluding to that. By singling out, one has to swear he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't use it. What about something happened? That's a different thing. That's mazik. I don't have to pay for that. So back to the Gemara. Kiyitin ish el-re'ehu klal. That's a klal. How is that a klal? I don't know. It says kiyitin ish el-re'ehu. That's considered a generalization. Kesef o kalim. That's a prat. I'm specifying what I want you to watch. Kiyitin ish el-re'ehu implies anything. I gave you to watch. The problem is that you can't have a phrase in a pasuk or in a sentence that doesn't have. It's a fragment. You need something else. You need an object. You have a subject. Ki ten ish el re'ehu. What? It doesn't say that. It says ki ten ish el re'ehu kesef o kalim. The one before, the klal prat klal before, didn't ask this question. The klal prat klal before made sense. It said, al kol dvar pesha, to any pesha. And then it says, and for this, and for this, and for this. That's called a klal prat. And then I said again, I'll call whatever. Here, it says, Kizin ish el re'ehu. Now, the pasuk continues, kesef o kalim. So we're stopping, we're putting a comma, not a comma, we're putting a period. Kizin ish el re'ehu, anything. We lost the art of Hadadarshan, so that's why it's a kasha to me, it's not a kasha to them. Kesef o kalim. Then we specify, that's a prat. Lishmar, chazer v'klal. How is that a klal? Kiyitin ish el re'ehu is a klal. Kesef o kalim, prat. Then it says, lishmar, to watch, another klal. Because it implies you're going to watch anything. Right? You hear my kasha? How does the klal prat klal? The prat I understand. The first klal I have for the second klal I don't understand at all. Klal prat klal. That's called the klal prat klal. He had to don ala ke'en ha'prat. Ma prat meforish. Dove ha'matalto. Pagufo mamon. It's specific things. It's kesef or kalim. Called davar hamataltel gufo mamon. So too, a shomer only swears on kesef o kalim. Ma yatu karkos she'en mataltel. He does not swear on land. Yatu avadim shuksul karkos. He does not swear on avadim. Why? Because the klal prat klal said he doesn't. Yatu shtaros. He doesn't swear for shtaros either. Af al pi shematalin. Even though they're mataltelin, ain't gufo mamon. Right? Hektish, why don't you swear for Hektish? Again, Re'ehu Ksiv. Hektish says Re'ehu, Hektish is not your friend. Therefore, you don't swear for Hektish. Hektish asks you to watch something for them, and then some mishap happens, you don't have to swear. Okay? Now, notice the Zachar ain't no Mishalim. The Shomer Zachar doesn't swear, or doesn't have to pay even. Right? He's a paid watchman. He doesn't have to pay if something happens to the Karaka or the Star. Why not? Now we're going to darshan a pasuk that's written by a shomer zachar. Menalan, the Tana Rabbanan, kitin ish el re'ehu. Again, that's a klal. Chamor, or shor, oseh. That's a prat. V'chol behema lishmar chazar v'klal. Klal prat klal. As the Gemara doesn't even go through the whole thing. Just like the prat are things that are metaltalin and gufo mamon. What are they? Animals and a shirt, so too, anything that happens while you're being paid to watch metalphalin or something with intrinsic value, are you chayiv? But if it's something like karka or shtaros or avadim, you're not chayiv to pay for that. Why not? Because the klal prat klal says so. Hektish, why don't you have to pay for hektish in such cases? Again, hektish hired you to be the guard, and something happens, you don't have to pay. Re'ehu tiv. You only have to pay for your re'ehu. Hektish is not your friend. So the machlokas, she is different. She might be your amazik. If you allow a mishap to happen, you're amazik. What? Who said you didn't say anything about swearing here? It's about paying. Because the machlokas who showed him if he has to swear. For some he would have to swear. For some he would. Right? You don't have to pay. You hire me to watch whatever. So I'm not chayav to pay if something happens to the land. Why? Because the Torah said so. So maybe not Pshir. Pshir is not a Shmira. It's a little bit different. Right? Rashi alluded to that. Rameir
says, Yesh Devarim Shehen Kikarka, V'ein on Kikarka.
Rameir said, there are things that are like Karka, but not like Karka. For example, what? So Rameir said, let's say you have grapes on a vine. And it's attached. Rameir said, that's not Karka. It's attached. That's what Rameir held. So Mechlal, Rameir holds, the Rameir Sabar, Kol Mechubal LaKarka, and it's a Karka? If something's attached to the ground, it's not considered Karka? Is that possible to hold like that? Then you know what? If that's true, Rameir should have taken a bigger line in the sand. He should have argued on empty vines. Ademiflagi bituunos. Why is he arguing on vines full of grapes? I better understand that's considered not attached. Why? Because it's already grapes. It's already a little bit fruit. If it's empty, it's for sure attached. Oh, so we're gonna get that. So liflagi bisrukos. Let them argue on bare ones. Why are they arguing on laden ones? Amar Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, of course, Rameir would hold that it's attached to the ground. But you know what the problem of the machlokas of it? Hacha fa'anavim omdos lihibater kamiflagi. We're talking about grapes that are ready and ripe to be harvested. Botzer is the word for harvesting grapes. Rabbanan Savri, I'm sorry. There are Rameir Savar kibitzuros dungin. It's as if they're already detached. Therefore, if you're watching them and something happens, it's considered metalpolis. They're not detached. But in halacha, we view them as detached. Why? Because they're rowed to be detached. They're already ripe. For abundant savri, lo kipsura zamin. We don't hold that at all. They're not detached. Yes, you want to make a halacha fiction? We don't make halacha fictions like that.
Look at the second Tosfos.
Nira, it appears to me, says Tosfos, Dila'inyan Shabbat, regarding Shabbat, L'kule alma lav kibotzotam. Nobody holds that, right?
Ugumu chabaros dami.
And they're considered attached. The gamar miksira samamonim, because we learn out ksira from the spices that were ground up and harvested and koter to make the spices for the Beis HaMikdash. Shahaita la'acha sha'omdom likater. Of course, they're after they were ripe. In other words, Tosfos is saying, go walk down the street, see an apple, ripe. Well, point to Rameir holds that if it's only bought there, then it's considered already detached. So I can pick the apple off the tree and eat it. Nobody holds like that. Right? It's interesting. Nobody holds like that. This din of only bought there is only by Hilchos Mamonos. Only Hilchos has such a quirk. By Hilchos Shabbos, of course, they have a hold like that. Right? So I have to point that out. It's obvious. Right? That's where real lamzin come up with that. Why you allowed to pick fruits on Shabbos if they're ready? Right? You can real lamzin. It's not kayim, right? Said so. What? He didn't trust any of us. Exactly. He knows that's smart. You know, a little knowledge can do a lot of damage. So he knew that. You have to point that out, right? Don't apply the Tilcha Shabbos. It doesn't apply at all. It's okay. So Rebbe came up with this halachic fiction that if it's only bust, it's considered as detached. Next. Now, Einish Boyin Al Davar Shemimida Shemimishkol. We said in the Mishnah, you only have to swear on something that is quantifiable. So if I say, you asked me to watch the wallet. Well, how much? What's in that wallet? How many coins can you fit in that wallet? That's not a shvua. What did I say? Return the wallet with all the money inside. No, there's three coins missing. Well, that's not a quantifiable. You can't measure that. Right? You got that? Amar Abaya, we're talking about the house also, right? I gave you a warehouse full of wheat to watch. You returned it. It's only half full. Right? She says, what do you mean? That's all you gave me that. So you moved a mixas, right? I gave you a full house. You returned a half a house. Half a warehouse. So he says, no, all you gave me was a half a warehouse. Is there a moved a mixas shavuah here? No. Why? Because a house, what do you mean a house? What kind of number is that? That's not a measure. Amar Abaya, lo shana elda amal abaya stam. That's only true if he said stam a house. He didn't specify which warehouse. Aval amar le bayis zeh mole. But if he said that warehouse over there, then you have the tiny say. You can figure it out. Go get an expert to figure out how much wheat can fit into that warehouse.
right? And then see, did you return less? He claims it's a full warehouse. Or up, or right? You would say no, it's all you gave me. If you could figure it out, then that is would be more doing mitzvahs. Amar Rava, Amalei Rava. Rava says, now, wait a minute. If that's true, then Ihachi, Adatani Seifa, in the Seifa of the Mishnah we said, Ze Omrav Haziz, Ze Omrav Achalon, if one says, fill the window, and one says, fill the other marker, then Chayim. That's Chayim. Why? Because it's an identifiable marker. So why do you have to come up with another case? Liflog Velifni B'didei. Make a machlokes, make a distinction in the very same case. In other words, if you say bias, stam, that's not a motzei mitzvah. Why? Because it's not identifiable. However, when do we say the halacha that there has to be midah mishkol minyan, the bias mullet? That's a full house. Avol bias zeh mullet chayiv. But if it would be bias mullet zeh, this house, which we can go check it out, you would be chayiv. Why? That's the, another case of the window. I have a better way to distinguish it. Distinguish it with a house when he specified which warehouse it is. Elo Amar Rava. Rava says no. Lo olam eino chayiv. Really, you're not chayiv. Ad shi te'enu b'davar shemid. The mishkol shem minyan. It has to be something with a mida, a mishkol, or a minyan. V'yodilo b'davar shem mida, v'shem mishkol, v'shem minyan. And it's something that you know has a mida, mishkol, and a minyan. In other words, says Rava, I disagree with Havaya. If you tell me this house, that also doesn't count. Why doesn't it count? Because you can't, it's not an identifiable, not even call an expert, and how many bushels can you fit in? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that's why he stressed the word, V'yodilo b'davar. I gave you a pound of gold to watch. You only returned me a half a pound. That's a weight. Right? I gave you 30 eggs. You only gave back 20 eggs. A number. Right? I gave you a liter of this, a jug of wine. You gave back a half a jug. Those are things, not a house that's full and you can count how many bushels. That's not what we're talking about, says Rava. That's not what we're talking about. Therefore, if I said, yeah, Rava says, no. Even in a case like that, I give you a full warehouse. That warehouse right there, around the corner. And you return the half a warehouse. That would not be a case of what's it called? That would not be a case of modes of a mikdash. Why? Because you don't know it's identifiable. Okay? Good? Now, by the way, Hanukkah was a Rava. We have a price even that supports Rava. Because it says like this, Kor Tvua Libyadecha. If I say, I give you a Kor of Tvua, V'halo Omer in Lecha Biyadi, and you say, it's not true, Putter. You're Putter. Why? Because you're Mode Bakal. You're Kofar Bakal. Right? So we said, Shavu Tested, but you're Kofar Bakal. Menorah Gedola Yesh Libyadecha. I give you a big menorah. And the chuppy of the menorah katana, and you say it's not true. You only gave me a menorah katana. Putter, you're also putter. Why? Because you're not denying the same claim. He asked you for a big one. You tell me you have a small one. Not the same thing, right? Right. We're gonna fine tune that soon. Azara gadola. If someone says I gave you a big belt, they should be a decha. I gave you a big belt to watch. And the chuppy of the azara katana, and you say no, I only have a small belt. Putter. Again, you're putter. Why? Because, again, it's not the same item. You're not claiming the same item. You're denying something different than what he's claiming. Avol amalar kol tvua yeshu b'yadecha. I gave you a kur of tvua. V'ala, oh, my other guy says that. Ein lecha b'yadi el lesech. I only have a lesech of tvua, which is a measure smaller than a kur. Chayiv. You're chayiv. Why? Modem b'miktad. Right? Good? Now, listen to this one. Menorah bas eser litrin leishli biyadecha. I gave you a menorah, right? I gave you a menorah that weighs 10 pounds. I gave you a 10-pound menorah. Menorah bas eser litrin yeshli biyadecha. I gave you ein lecha biyadi el bas chamesh litrin, but I only have a 5-pound menorah. Now chayim. Now you're chayim. Why? Because before, big and small, big and small. What does that mean? Big and small don't mean anything. It's like a house. I gave you a house. Well, how big is a house? How big is big? How small is small? That's considered a different claim. 10 pounds and 5 pounds? What's a weight? That's what we see Rav is right.
Klal shel davar. What's the klal? Ein achayiv ad she to enu b'davar shebemida shebemishkal shebeminyan. It has to be something of a weight, measure, or what, or number. The yodelah b'davar shebemida shebemishkal shebeminyan. And it has to be the admission has to parallel. Now, why do we say that last line? Here's the rule. Give me 8 cases. Let me hit the rule. So the Gemara says, Kol shel davar lasuyim, doesn't that come to include lav lasuyim bayis zeh mole? Doesn't it come to include bayis zeh mole? Right? You're not chayiv in a shavua for that. Why not? Because it's not a number, a weight, or a measure. But the Gemara says, wait a minute. Umayishna minora gedola uminora katana. Why? Right. Mashatanu lohodolo, umashahodolo lotanulo. Right? We said about the minora gedola and minora katana, you're puzzled. Why? Because what was claimed is not admitted, and what's admitted is not claimed. A large and a small are not the same. Ihachi, if that's true, then bas eser bas chamesh nami. Then what if it's a 10-pound menorah or a 5-pound menorah? Same story. Mashatanu lo hodolo, mashahodolo lo tanulo. What you asked for, you didn't admit, and what you admitted, you didn't ask for. That's not saying, I asked, where's the pound of tzvua? Oh, you only gave me half a pound. Of course, that's the same, and it's modes of a mix-up. What the Gemara is asking is, well, if big and small is different, so why is 10 pounds and 5 pounds not different? I gave you a 10-pound menorah. You're trading me a 5-pound menorah. It's not the same menorah. It's a different wallet. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, Amar of Shmuel, no, Hacha, we're talking about menorah, shall follow your sentence. We're talking about a menorah made up of different parts. The Kamodile Mine. I give you a 10-pound menorah, all the parts full, and you say, that's no, you didn't. You gave me missing pieces. You didn't give me a full menorah. The missing piece. So it's the same item. Same item. Ihachi, if that's true, Azor Nami Nitni, right? Say the same thing by the bell. I gave you a ten amma bell, and you returned me a 5 amma bell. What did we say? Oh, it's a different item. What do you mean? Say the same item. Velokme bidalifi. Say we're talking about a case of where the belt was made up of different patches, right? Right? And therefore, I said, where's the belt I gave you? What belt? You know, the one that was 10 amas long. No, you only gave me 5 amas long. So what do we say? Oh, it's a different claim. No, it's the same belt, but he thought it was this long, and you really say it's this long. Same belt. So the Gemara says, Ella, vidalaifi lo katani. No, we're not talking about a belt like that. We're not talking about a belt like that, where it's made up of different patches, so therefore you can claim it's the same belt. We're not talking about such a belt. So hachanami, we shall call it lo katani. So we're not talking about such a menorah. It's got to be consistent. Ella amar Rav Abba bar Mamal shiny menorah. No, menorah is different. You know why? Hoel v'yochol legorava, because you could shave it down. La mida al chamesh liter, and then say it was only 5 pounds. Okay, you can't do that with a belt. Why? The Rashi points out if you do that with a belt, it's going to be very noticeable. So we're not saying it can't be a belt like that. It'll be noticeable if you play games like that. It's not the belt. It's not the belt. If I have a menorah, I ask you for a large menorah. And a 10-pound menorah, and you give me only a 5-pound menorah. So, yeah, because you shaved it down, and you took the rest for yourself. Therefore, it's a case of modes of a mix-up. Okay? Okay. Now, the next Mishnah is not hard. It's just extremely complicated. It's not hard. There are 4 cases in this Mishnah. 4 cases. Ready? The din is like this. We're talking about now a mashkin. So, the halacha is that the malv is the lender. He lends money. He wants to make sure he's going to get paid. So what does he do? He gets a mashkin from the lover. Until he gets paid back, he doesn't return the mashkin. What if he loses the mashkin? How much does the mashkin worth? So let's say I lent you $100, but the mashkin was worth $100. Now I come and say, listen, I don't want the mashkin anymore. I lost it. So the lover says, you know what? The deal's canceled. The loan's canceled. The mashkin was worth $100. You have it. I borrowed $100. Call it even. The borrower says, no, the mashkin was only worth $50. So you still owe me 50. Or the Lova says, the mashkin was worth 150. Now you owe me 50. That's what's going on here. Okay? Ready? Case number one. Hamal v'eschaver ala mashkin. If somebody lends money on a mashkin, v'avar hamashkin, and the mashkin was lost, Amar lo, the Malva says, Sela hilvisicha.
But the problem is, the Gemara talks in two different pointages. It's like saying, Sela hilvisicha. I lent you a dollar. A dollar has four quarters, right? I lent you a dollar. The shekel ha-yeshat. And the mashkin was worth a shekel, which is two quarters. I lent you four quarters. I lost two quarters. Therefore, you owe me two quarters. Right? Right? I lent you a dollar. You gave me a mashkin worth 50 cents. I lost the mashkin. So you still owe me 50 cents. V'halo omer. And the lova says, not low. Kielasel v'hivisani. A lova. That I'm not denying. You lent me a dollar. But shela ha'yishava. The mashkin was worth a dollar. Therefore, potter. The lova is potter. Why is the lova potter? Because he's kofer bakol. He doesn't admit to anything. The lova is potter to swear. Okay? Case number two. Sela hilvisichola. Says the malva. I lent you a dollar. Shekel ha'yishav. And the mashkin was worth 50 cents. So you owe me 50 cents. Bahalo omer. And the lova says, lo, not true. Kiela sela hilvisaniola. Really, it's true. You lent me a sell. That's I'm not denying that. But shlosha dinrin ha'yishav. And the mashkin was only worth 75 cents. Not only worth, it was worth 75 cents. I don't owe you 50 cents, I owe you 25 cents. Chayiv, the lova has to swear. Why does he have to swear? That's called Shvuas Modeh V'Miksas. Good? Okay? Case number three. Sela Hilvisani Olav, the lova says now, you lent me a dollar. Ushtayim ha'yishav. And the mashkin was worth $2. So now you, Malva, you owe me a dollar. V'halo omer, I'm sorry. And the Malva says, lo, not true. Kelasela hilvisichi olav. Sel, I lent you a dollar. That I lent you a dollar. But sel ha'yishav. But the mashkin was not worth a dollar. Potter. The Malva is potter. Why is he potter? He's kofer bakol. Case number four, tell he'll be seen your love. If the malva said, if the lova said, you lent me a dollar, ushayim ha'yishav, and the mashkin was worth $2. Balo omer, and the malva says, lo, kill us, tell he'll be seen your love. Yes, I lent you a dollar, that's true. The chamisha dinim ha'yishav, and the mashkin was worth $1.25. I owe you 25 cents. Chayiv. The lova, the malva is chayav to swear, mode b'miksas. Why? The lova claims you owe me a dollar. He says, I only owe you a quarter. It's mode b'miksas. Right? Now, mi nishva, who swears? Mi shah b'kazon etzlo. The one who has it b'kazon. Who's that? The malva. Right? Why does the malva swear? Because shema yishav ezeh. Maybe the lova is going to swear. Right? The lova is going to swear. The loan was going to swear, I gave him my gold watch. That gold watch was worth $1.50. The loan was only for a dollar. So he owes me 50 cents. What's going to happen? The loan is going to swear, and you know what's going to happen? The Yotzi Alot, the mom is going to pull the watch out of from under his hat and prove the loan to be a liar. The Malva has the mashkin. He claims he lost it. Right? So they're fighting how much it's worth. The loan is going to swear it's worth X, so the Malva is going to say, I never lost it. I was kidding around. Here it is. You see, you're a liar, Lova. It's worth much more. It's worth much less. So to prevent that from happening, we make the Malva swear. Look at the bottom, Rashi. Says Rashi, V'shema lo dikdik zeh b'shuma. Maybe the Lova is not going to be precise in the value. V'yifsilenu le'edis u'l'shvua. And we're going to make the Lova pasul le'edus and pasul to a shvua. Why? Because he swore falsely. Why? Because the Malva proved him to be a liar. You hear it? Right. Right. Excuse me, what? Yeah, the Malva might be lying. He's going to pull a fast one on the Lova. Yeah. He's going to make the Lova swear. Right? And what's going to happen? The Malva's going to watch the Lova swear. That's how much it's worth? You swearing to that? What do you mean? Here it is in my pocket. Judges, you look at this. This is Lova telling the truth. Look at this mashkin. So to prevent that from happening, we make the malva swear. asks this question. I'm sorry. Asks Tosfos, when do we ever make a change in halacha to prevent a liar from getting away with something? We don't make halacha for liars. Right? Don't do that. What? What do you mean, different case? Wait, so the Rebbeinu Chananel says unlike, no, he doesn't say that either. He says, not like Rashi says, because the loaf is going to become puzzle, the agent is a liar. Not that puzzle. It's a gnai to him. Nobody wants to be proven wrong in court. Nobody wants to be made into a fool, not a liar, more of a fool. I thought it was worth that much. So now you have it over here, so now we're going to go send it to an expert and get an accurate thing. Okay, so I look foolish. So to prevent it from looking foolish, maybe underlying that is a much saying. Right, but the question is how much is it worth? That would be a dispute. Right. So therefore? Right. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, you make the guy swear, so he shouldn't be called a liar in bed. That's what Rashi said. Charles said, that can't be shot. That can't be shot. What? Right. So the kid, because love to be a liar. Make that kind of to prevent liars. Don't do that. So tell him, because it's not. It'll be embarrassing to the love. That thing's a liar. It's embarrassing. Like you said, he borrows money. We want money. We want people to lend money. We want people to borrow money. We want a society like that. So we're going to go out of our way and hurt that? No. What? Right. Too much game to be played. Exactly. Okay. It is hard. So the truth is, the Gemara a little bit is going to address your question. A little bit. Now the Gemara says, Ahaya. There were four cases in the Mishnah, right? There were four cases. On which of the four cases did the Gemara say that we put the Shavua on the Malva? On which of those four cases? Really, the Lov is supposed to swear. Right? We make the Malva swear. So which of those four cases? If it's the last two, right? It's impossible. You know why? Because typically, the Shavua got him Malva. Of course the Malva swears in those two cases. He's the one who's being modded. He's the one who's denying it. In the last two cases, the loaf is saying the mashkin was worth more than the loaf. And the Malva says, no, it's not. So of course the Malva has to swear. Why? He's the one who's being denying. He's the one who's being modded a mixta. There's no shaila about that. Of course he has to swear in the last two cases. He's being modded. What do you mean? The law is supposed to swear, but we make the malva swear. That can't be in the last two cases. In the last two cases, the malva is the one who's denying. Either he's denying the whole thing, if he doesn't swear, or he's denying modded a mixta. He does swear. That can't be pshat. Really puzzled. That can't be pshat. Ella, Amar Shmuel, you're right. Aresha. Aresha. Again, Amar Kibar Abba, Aresha. Now, the Reisha had two cases. My Reisha. Which case of the Reisha? Says the Gemara, say for the Reisha. Case number two. Why? Because in case number one, there is no swearing. Why? Because you're called for Bakal. So in case number two, what's case number two? The Gemara says it again in case you forgot. Sela, he'll be tzichi alav. I lent you $1. V'shekel ha'yishav. And the mashkin was worth 50 cents. V'hala. And the borrower says, lo, not true. Low key, not true. Ella sell the hidlus daniel. That you lent me $1, I'm not denying. Shlosha denarim harishav. But the mashkin was worth 75 cents. So I only owe you now a quarter. I'm being kofar. I'm being modib amitza. Right? You claim the mashkin was worth 50 cents. I claim it's worth 25 cents. I'm being modib amitza. Now chayiv. Who's chayiv to swear? Really, the lova should be chayiv. Why? The shavua gabi lovahi. Really, the lova has to swear modim mixa. B'shaklu rabbanu malve ashtir al malve. I'm sorry. B'shaklu rabbanu mi lova. They took the shavua away from the lova. B'shadihu al malve, and they put it on the malve. Okay, very good. Good. Now says Ravashi, says the Gemara. We learned in Baba Metzia. This is the Perek Hamafkin. Everybody learns this Gemara because everybody's kid learns Hamafkin. Everybody learns this Gemara. The Gemara says over there, even if you don't learn Daf Yomi, even if you forgot the Daf Yomi,
still remember this, because the Gemara there says, what? The Gemara there says, right? Am I wrong? Everyone knows it's Gemara. The Gemara there says that Ravashi, the Hashda, the Amr Ravashi, Ravashi said, the Kaimel, we learn, that but this whole Gemara appears in Bava Metzia, in Perek Havasi. Zeh Nishba She'ena Bershuso, right? Says the Gemara, we already make the Shmalva swear that, what? We already make the Malva swear that he doesn't have it. We're afraid that what happened, he got this Mashkin, he really liked it. He really liked the Mashkin. He'd rather have the Mashkin more than the loan. So what does he do? I lost it. I lost it. Really, it's on his mantle in the living room. I lost it. We don't want that to happen. So we make him swear. Did you really lose it? Make a shavu about that. So the Kaimalon, Ravashi said in Bava Metzia, Zen Nishba She'ena Bershuso. The Malva has to swear that he doesn't have it. V'zeh nishba kama shav. And the Lova has to swear how much it's worth. Right? So they're both swearing. They're both swearing. The Gemara says, so what do you mean we put the shvu on the Lova and make the Malva? He's swearing already anyway. So the Gemara says, Hachi Gamer, here's what it means. Mi nishba tchila. Who swears first? You know who swears first? Bishap Yikadon Etzlo. The Malva swears first that he doesn't have it. Why? Because Shema Yishav Azeh, the Lova will swear, the Yotzi Halot HaPikadon, and then the Malva will pull out the Pikadon. So now that we're going to take the Shavuah and put it from the Lova to the Malva, first the Malva swears, I don't have it. I really lost it. It's legitimate. I really lost it. Then the Malva will swear, and by the way, let me tell you how much it was worth. Okay? Amar Shmuel, says Shmuel, Hai manda osvei alfa zuzilach avrei. Let's say the mashkin, a guy lends his friend money. He lends him $1,000. Umashkin lay katsa de magala. And what was the mashkin? The mashkin was the handle of a sickle. Right? A farm, something you could buy in Home Depot for $5. Right? The handle for the sickle. That's what the mashkin was. No shiloh. It was worth far, far, far less than the loan. No shiloh about that. It was a token, really, right? Ebay kasa de magla. You lost that mashkin. Ebay alfa zuze. You lost $1,000. Oh, but, you know, it's Ebay. Alfa zuze. You lost $1,000. Why did you lose $1,000? Because the loved doesn't have to pay you the money until you return the mashkin to him. If you return the mashkin to him, you can't get your $1,000 back. It's worth far less. Next time, be more careful. Okay? Aval tarte katsasi lo. Let's say I gave the guy two handles at the mashkin. Do we say that each handle is for $500, and therefore, if you lose one, you lose $500, but if you have the other one, then you have the $500? Says Shmuel, no. If you lose one, you also lose $1,000. Why? You give me the mashkin back. We don't break it up like that. Rav Nachman Amar, Afilu tarte kasasi. Even he disagrees. He says, no, you have two. Ibed chada, you lost one. Ibed chamesh meya, you lose $500. Ibed idach, you lose the other one. Ibed kulu, you lose the other $500. Aval kasa v'naska lo. But I wouldn't say that then if the two mashkins were one was a handle and one was a piece of silver. A naska means in English. Article called an ingot, right? Is that what they called it? I don't know what the word ingot means. I never heard that word in my life. Ingot. It means a slug. What? A chunk, right. A chunk. Why? Low. Then he would not say that din. Why? Why? Why not? Why is the naska different? Rashi says, Lo amrinon naska kibble palga. The given the media the chazuli paran who since the naska is a normal mashkin, a handle, not a normal mashkin. Lo kibble alea ela b'demeshav. It's only we're talking about now value. Now da amri makes no difference. Afilu kasa b'naska. Ebay naska, ebay palga. You lose the naska, you lose half. Ebay kasa, ebay kulu. You lose the handle, you lose the other half. Even though the naska is worth far more than the handle, it doesn't make a difference. Now, wait a minute. Tanan, wait a minute.
We learned in our, so far, that's all I did good, right? That's not. We learned in our Mishnah, Sela, Hilvi Sichi Alav, the Malva says to the Lova, I lent you a Sela, the Shekel HaYeshav, the Mashkin was worth 50 cents, Vahala Omer, the Lova says, Lo, not true, Loki, not true, Ela Sela, the Hilvi Taniel. Yes, I agree, you lent me a dollar, no Kshayla. But the Shlosh Zim HaYeshav, but the Mashkin was only worth 75 cents. Lamele, why didn't the Lova say to the Malva, Hakabilte? Right? Hakabilte. You're stuck now. Why are you stuck? Because you didn't give me the mashkin back. What are we going through this whole Mishnah for? Such a complicated Mishnah. That's not even the halacha. The halacha is, you don't give me my mashkin back, you lose your loan. How much is it worth? Well, Shmuel, who cares? None of it's relevant. Shmuel and Ardai, they're arguing about when the mashkin's worth something. Here, it's not a shayla. Is it a handle? Is it a gold, silver, chunk? That's fine. The root don't argue on. You don't give me a mashkin back, you don't get a loan. Where's my mashkin? I lost it. You lost it? Mishnah should have been one line. You lose a mashkin, you don't get your money back. No. How much of the words? I say this, you say that. Shmua, shmua, mother vinces, kofra kol. That's the Gemara's only relevance. Ha, kabilte. Right? The malva took the mashkin, kineged the chov. You don't give me a mashkin back, you don't get your chov back. What's going on here? Right? Right? The Gemara answers. No. Masnisan deparish. The Mishnah was talking about a case where you specified that, where you specified, right, where the Mashkin said at the time of the loan that he's only accepting this Mashkin to be the value of the loan. I'm not going to give you $1,000 loan. You're going to give me a piece of plastic you can buy for a dollar in Home Depot. I'm not doing that. That Shmuel, Bidalo Parish, Shmuel's case, that's what you did. Why did that what you did? You didn't specify. So in Shmuel's case, you stuck. But now Mishnah, that's not a kasha, it's because the Malva said. By the way, I learned the Daf Yomi, I learned Shmuel, nobody ever learned it. I learned it. I know that if I don't say anything, I'm going to be stuck. Therefore, I'm saying something. Therefore, this whole tumult of Shmuel doesn't apply over here. Why? Because I was specific. Therefore, if I lost the mashkin, we can have a whole din Torah now. How much was the mashkin worth? According to Shmuel, it's all irrelevant. Now the Gemara is going to say, Lema Kitanoi. Let's say this whole din of Shmuel, this whole thing is a machlokas tanoyim. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow.